What's going on, everybody? You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. And of course, you know that this is Bud Francesca. And I'm coming to you with some latest topics or whatever. But first off, I want to talk to you guys about this hurricane. Hurricane Dorian, right now, I think it's reaching approximately Category 3 or between Category 2 or whatnot. But whatever y'all do, y'all make sure y'all stay safe. If you're in a place like a beach or somewhere, make sure you evacuate. Get out of there. Do not stay to see no action. I was looking on the news and it was basically talking about people like, oh, I want to see the hurricane. It's fun. Please don't be a dumbass. Please turn around and evacuate. Get out of there. It is not safe. It has torn Bahamas to pieces, and it tore some of Florida to pieces, and I don't know the outcome of Georgia and South Carolina, but I'm in North Carolina, and I know that it's on its way up here, so we should be receiving all this heavy action going on around about tonight, and it's not gonna end until about like in the morning or whatever the case may be. But when you have a chance, guys, get the hell up out of there. Don't take no chances, you know, because it's not safe or whatever the case may be. Go to a shelter or go to a family member house. Make sure you have plenty of food because it's going to be a lot of lights out, guys. So I'm just touching bases with you guys on that. But anyway, I'm not finished talking about the Dorian because I got some details for you guys. Oh my God. It is so hilarious. But anyway, we're going to move along. Guys, can you believe this is my second season, second episode? And I just appreciate you guys for like listening and tuning in and everything. And guys, just to let you know, I am on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm getting ready to start the Spreaker podcast real soon. So y'all stay tuned to what I have in store for you. I'm going to be playing a little music on Spreaker, you know, get it popping a little bit or whatnot. But anyway, guys, just to let you know, if you have any questions or comments or whatever the case may be, if you want to send a special shout out, you can always link up with me, guys, at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can go on Facebook under Let's Talk and look me up there too. And also, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at TimeToTalkFM1. So when you guys follow me, I will show the mad love and the appreciation and everything. But moving on, guys. Guys, did y'all know that Martin and Will Smith are definitely, and I mean definitely, coming out with the Bad Boys? I think this one is called Bad Boys for Life. They just came out with it or whatever. They, you know, they done add the trailer to it and everything. So, you guys, look out for that trailer commercial and everything. And I think that it's playing in theaters on January 17th, 2020. So guys, you might want to look out for that, and whatever the case may be, they've been in the industry for like years and years to come. So like for them to come out with that show, I was like, wow, that is like so amazing, you know, because I really like, to be honest with you, I really wanted them to do Martin Lawrence. I really wanted him to do another Martin. But I'm going to be honest with you, it won't be the same without Tommy, y'all. Tommy, of course, y'all know that Tommy from The Martin Show did pass. But, you know, without him, I don't think it'll be a show. But, I mean, you know, Martin Lawrence, if you come out with it, you know, it'll probably be good. It'll be exciting, you know, because you have Gina, Pam, and Cole and stuff by your side. But, you know, I hope you do come out with the TV show Martin again, because I'm telling you, I was looking at the old episode, guys, and I'm telling you, it had me in tears. I mean, like, I can't believe, like, what? This is a 90s show that I look at, that I watch, that, you know, I can relate to or whatnot. And I was like, man, that is so amazing how they still show Martin and everything. Actually, they show it on BET and VH1 and everything. But moving along, I just hope you got Martin. If you ever hear this podcast show, or if anybody knows Martin, if you come out with it or whatever, it'll be so excellent. It'll be spectacular. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, moving along. I don't know if y'all know this person, but, you know, I just decided to, you know, bring it up or whatnot. LaShawn Daniels, the songwriter for Whitney Houston and Destiny Child and other artists. Guys, he has passed at the age of 41. Actually, he died Tuesday from a car accident. In case y'all don't know who LaShawn Daniels, he actually was a songwriter. And he wrote a lot of songs for amazing people, y'all. As I see, he wrote Whitney Houston song, It's Not Right. You know, it's not right, but it's okay. That used to be my anthem, y'all. Y'all just don't understand. But he wrote the Whitney Houston song, It's Not Right, But It's Okay. And he also wrote Michael Jackson's You Rock My World, Destiny's Child, Say My Name. And last but not least, Lady Gaga with the song Telephone. You know, the song Telephone with Beyonce. You know, she did her thing on that song. But yeah, He passed from a car accident on Tuesday, and rest in peace, Mr. Daniels. You know, you were an amazing songwriter. You know, you encourage, the listeners out there. You gave them something to listen to. So rest in peace, LaShawn Daniels. Anyway, guys, this year marks the 20th year anniversary of Hurricane Fran. I know. For those who don't know what Hurricane Fran is, it came in like, I'm gonna say like 98. It was one of them. But Hurricane Fran did some damage, especially in my hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina. We didn't expect for it to come, but it came and did some damage. Y'all just don't know. Speaking of that, everybody ask me, they go like, well, what do they call you, Francesca? I said, they call me Fran. And then people just start laughing. And I go like, what's so funny? And they be like, yeah, Hurricane Fran. I go like, oh no, please don't say that. They're like, boy, you did some damage, Hurricane Fran. So yeah, that's what they used to call me. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to call me that now, you know. But anyway, yeah, it marks the 20th year of Hurricane Fran. It tore up North Carolina to pieces. I mean, you know, it wasn't supposed to come, but all of a sudden it just like did a 360. And basically, you know, my North Carolinians, we was not prepared. And you know that we was not prepared at any time, any place, anywhere. We was not prepared for this. And it came, I'm telling you, it did some damage. At that time, I had a pit bull named Meth. You know, the reason why we called him Meth is because he had one blue eye like Method Man. It almost tore the roof off of my mother's house, and my dog was like going in circles and stuff. You know, it was like really going in circles. But you know, I lost my dog, guys. I miss that dog. That dog was so protective over me. You just don't understand. Like, I'm talking about major like protection. Like, he follow me everywhere I go, and I go like, Meth, go back. And every time I go to the store, he always following me. So yeah, that marks the 20th year of, you know, Hurricane Fran. And like I said before, guys, it's a hurricane out here now. So whatever you do, please be safe. And guys, oh my God, oh my sweet Jesus, R. Kelly, lordy, lordy, lordy. Well, just to let you guys know that R. Kelly has moved out of solitary confinement. He is out there with the general public. And the R&B singer preferred the special housing unit at a Metropolitan Correctional Facility. Wow. Now, I just don't understand. Like, fill me in on what's going on. Like, R&B singers now that have criminal records, they have say-so? I mean, I know they have rights, but damn. Like, he want to be moved in a special housing unit. Like, damn, like, I don't know if y'all know this, but a special housing unit, they get the special treatment of everything. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to say this. And I don't care what anybody says right now, you know. R. Kelly, who in the hell do you think you are? Fucking Al Capone? Are you fucking Al Capone? Are you serious? I just want to know. But anyway, guys, let me take a break. And y'all just think about that. Tell me what you think. You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. We'll be right back. We are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. Right before we took a break, I was just basically talking about how R. Kelly moved out of solitary confinement. And he is now in special housing at the Metropolitan Correctional Facility. He wants special attention. I said, who the hell does he think he is, Al Capone? Because you and I know that Al Capone did the utmost crimes, like, back in the day. If y'all know who Al Capone is, and he got all the special treatment. I done seen movies about this man and everything. And so, basically, you know, he, like I said before, he's out of solitary confinement. And he's at Metropolitan Correctional Facility in Special Housing Unit. Anyway, Steve Greenberg, I think, is R. Kelly's lawyer, or I don't know who lawyer it is. And he tweeted about it at SG Crim Law. He states, and he says, R. Kelly is being moved out of solitary and into the general population. The next step is to give him bail because he should not be locked up at all. Well, I guess he's vouching for R. Kelly and whatever the case may be. But R. Kelly, all I can say is good luck with that, my friend. Anyway, the Chicago judge set trial date to April 27th, 2020. The trial is estimated to last about up to 3 weeks, guys. So we look forward, and I'm pretty sure you listeners, y'all look forward to hearing about that R. Kelly situation. Anyway, guys, oh my God, oh my sweet Jesus, there is a God, guys. Anyway, I don't know if y'all know, but in the last season, I was stating about how Trump is, like, getting rid of food stamps and, you know, letting the kids, like, lose their free lunches at these schools. You know, I think it's about 500,000, you know, kids were losing free lunches at school or whatever the case may be. But anyway, they had a petition. Well, they still got it, guys. You know, matter of fact, it's still not too late to sign. So whatever y'all do, please sign, you know, if you think it's messed up what Trump is doing. But anyway, under this thing called Parents Together, you know, I was just letting you know, I got sent a message that, you know, basically 900,000 signatures in 1 week from the petition to save free lunches. Trump is trying to take away from children in school. And guys, just to let you know, we still need more. So, you know, I don't know if y'all looked on my last episode. Well, actually, it's on my season one from basically when I just started my podcast or whatever. But Trump is taking, like I said, taking away free lunches for these kids, you know. And, you know, I got pretty upset about it. You know, I did on Facebook Live. I went ham, guys, you know, because I was upset about that, you know, because kids got to be in school. They have to go to school. They have to learn. Like, that's part of their motivation. And by Trump taking away this free lunch for these kids, you know, I mean, to me, it's not right, or whatever the case may be. But anyway, this lady, she got people to sign 900,000 signatures in 1 week off this petition. But guys, it's still not too late, you know. So why don't y'all go ahead and sign that petition? I mean, you know, to all my listeners out there, you might have a child that gets free lunch. I mean, like, what if Trump takes that from your child? You know, how are you gonna focus? I mean, like, come on, y'all, this is like reality. So, you know, I have it on my website, well, my Facebook, where you can sign the petition. And I also have it on my Twitter at Time to Talk FM1. And I'm about to put it on my Instagram. So whatever y'all do, y'all make sure y'all sign that petition or whatever the case may be, because, you know, I think it's wrong. And I'm pretty sure by y'all hearing this story, you think it's wrong. And I'm pretty sure everybody out there in the United States think that it's wrong. So whatever y'all do, guys, please, and I mean please, still sign that petition, because it's still more. We still need more, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, ask for much, but 900,000 signatures, that is an amazing. But y'all can make the difference by, like, basically just signing this petition so we can take it to the White House or whatever, Trump or whatever the case may be. Y'all already know he's a stupid ass. He might have a change of heart, you know. Like, we all know that Trump is doing some pretty messed up stuff. And I posted it on the Fuck Trump Facebook. For those that don't know about Fuck Trump or whatever the case may be, it's a group. It's a Facebook group that they have. You know, they have politics stuff up there. You know, they have news on what Trump is doing wrong to the United States or whatever. Y'all need to go and sign up on that group, because, you know, I'm telling you, like, it's a lot of stuff going on that you guys don't, you know about or whatever. And maybe y'all can, you know what I'm saying, turn around, turn all this, I'm gonna say, fuckery around, because, like, we're living in tough times, guys. It's hard for everybody. I'm talking about, it's getting hard for, you know, people that have their own businesses and quitting their business because they don't have enough money to provide for particular stuff. So guys, y'all might want to take a look at what's going on and wake the hell up and see what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on that people, like, really need to, you know, basically look at, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna move on, you know, right now. If you have any questions or comments, or you like my show or how I walk, y'all can't even see how I'm talking. I'm just playing. Anyway, guys, if you have any questions, opinions, or whatever the case may be, if you want me to send you a shout out to your group or whatever the case may be, you can always link up at me or with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1, or you can come on Facebook and just look me up, or even send me messages on Facebook or whatever the case may be under Let's Talk. Guys, we're gonna move along. Our president, I don't mean no harm, I'm telling you, he is, like, stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. I'm gonna say he's stupid. He is so unpredictable. Really. Very unpredictable. I just seen some Lord, I done seen some funny, stuff. I really have. See, I'm trying my best not to cuss y'all up here. I'm really trying, but the stuff that I'm seeing, you know, it's hard to be calm about. You know what I'm saying? It's like hard to cope. It's so hard to cope. Okay, guys. Let you know, you already know we're going through the hurricane, you know what I'm saying? Guys, I encourage y'all, like I said before, please be safe. Okay, you know that we're going through this Hurricane Dorian and all, right? Okay. You know that Trump had something to say about that, and I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. I'm not going to tune in to no commercial, no nothing. We're going to get to the bottom of this, guys, because I gotta laugh for you guys. Anyway, Trump on Twitter stated, this is what he put in his tweets. Just as I said, Alabama was originally projected to be hit. The fake news denies it. And so basically what he's doing is he's talking about the hurricane is supposed to hit Alabama. Okay. So like he shows on the Twitter, if you go to Twitter under the real Donald Trump, he shows the map. Oh, it's more. And so basically what he does is he's saying that, you know, the hurricane was supposed to hit Alabama. It's a lot of people that have something to say about this. And, you know, some of it I agree, some of it I don't agree. I'm gonna say this, Trump, who in the hell do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Trying to bad luck, I'm gonna say not predict, bad luck another state on the hurricane. Don't you know we're living in tough times as it is? Like, wake the fuck up, okay? There, I said it. I really said it, and I meant everything I said, and I said what the hell I meant. Who do you think you are? Really? Who do you think you are? But I'm gonna tell you what other folks said, since you want to be on Twitter so fucking much. I'm gonna tell you exactly what they said. And one of them, I'm about to get down to the nitty gritty about it. Anyway, guys, like I said before, Donald Trump stated on his Twitter, just as I said, Alabama was originally projected to be hit. The fake news denies it. Wow. And Anthony Kino, the dog, states, Trump is using his presidency to rip off the American people in every way he can. Now, I totally agree with that. I don't know what attention you're trying to get, but honey, you had your 15 fucking minutes of fame. Now it's time for somebody else to shine. You done did all the damage to your Republicans, and you did damage to the Democrats. I'm going to be honest with you. The Democrats just sat back and laughed at you. You were a big joke to them in the office. We don't know what your problem is, but you need to get it the hell together, if you know what I mean. Bitch. Because I seen her picture. You're just a bitch. I don't know if you're trying to be funny or sarcastic or whatever the case may be, but you're just... I don't know what to say about you, but I want y'all to hear this statement right here. Adasomg, what kind of name is that? Adasomg, who are you supposed to be? Maybe the fake news thinks that AL stands for Alaska. Everybody who can read a map knows you were right, Mr. President. Bitch, is you trying to be funny? Or are you trying to be sympathetic? Or what the fuck are you trying to be? Huh? You want me to give you some tissue? Do you want me to give you some tissue? And it's definitely not to wipe your pretty little eyes, girl. It's to wipe your ass because you're full of shit. And I said it. And I meant everything I said. Trying to take up for somebody that's destroying our country. Bitch, bye. That's all I gotta say to you. Okay, here's another statement for Laura Packard. Laura, I love you so much. And y'all need to pay attention, guys. Just basically listen to what Laura Packard had to say. And what she said was the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Laura Packard states on Twitter, President Trump showed a doctored hurricane chart. It is actually illegal to distribute false U.S. government weather reports. And that is under code 2074, false weather reports, 18 U.S. It's under the code. So it's against the law to what Trump is doing. Pay attention. He is not supposed to be advertising false stuff on Twitter. And we're talking about false weather reports. Actually, on this Twitter that I looked at, because we know he has nothing to do, okay? He printed a map of the hurricane going towards Alabama, which was false reports, and you cannot do that. That's under, like, really, that's under the NEA, you know, guidelines too. That's like for every news anchor person. So at the end of the day, you're not allowed to give false reports, false weather reports. I mean, I don't understand, like, okay, he's president and he turned around and gets to break the law. But if it was me and you, I don't care if we were black, white, Puerto Rican, or Haitian, they would have locked our asses under the jail and make us pay like a $200,000 fine or whatever the case may be. Again. Ugh. Trump, you make me sick to my stomach. Every time when somebody mentions your name, I really gotta throw up. Even when I mention it, I gotta throw up. Hell, I feel sick right now. But I'm chucking it up and I'm talking shit about you. Anyway, moving along. Jennifer Oakes on Twitter states... Yo, shout outs to my girl Jennifer. Like, this is so funny, guys. Y'all ready for this one? Oh my God. If I ever like meet this lady or whatever the case may be, I'll just give her the biggest hug I can, because what she said was funny as hell. Jennifer Oakes on Twitter stated, just because you slept with someone named Stormy, it does not make you the weatherman. Oh my God. Again, I'm going to repeat. Jennifer Oakes states, just because you slept with someone named Stormy, it does not make you the weatherman. So, how can the fuck you predict the damn weather? Who the fuck is you supposed to be? You're not God. Again. And then I'm going to send a special shout out to Danielle at Danielle Wolf. She's on Twitter. And what she said was so hilarious. Danielle Wolf states, now this is a question, guys. Danielle Wolf states, do you think if we gave him a blank map of the United States, he could fill in all the states with his Sharpie? Again, I'm going to repeat it. Danielle Wolf stated, do you think if we gave him a blank map of the United States, could he fill in all the states with his Sharpie marker? Woo! I like that one. I really do. I thought that was the most funniest thing in God's creation. Shouts out to the two, Jennifer Oakes and Danielle Wolf. They had me laughing for today. Guys, like I said before, if you have any questions or comments or whatever the case may be, if you want to link up with me, you can talk to me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to cut this short because it is windy outside and it is raining. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stay up tune with the hurricane or whatever the case may be. But like I said, if you want to tune in, you know, I'm on Apple Podcasts. I am on Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, you know, Spoofy. I'm about to be on Spoofy, guys. Spoofy. So, yeah. So, like, I'm very excited about that. So, guys, like I said before, y'all stay safe from this hurricane and everything, you know. Just stay safe, you know. If you don't have to be out there, don't. Don't be no Superman. Don't be no Superwoman or whatever the case may be. If you do not have to be out there, do not be out there in that mess. We're going to call it mess. And we're going to call Donald Trump dumb. Dumb yum. Anyway, you are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. This is Francesca signing off. And you guys take care. And I will see you on my next episode, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.